When the Taliban took over Afghanistan this past summer, they banned women from playing sports. The teenagers on Afghanistan's national youth soccer team feared the worst, and they eventually found refuge in Portugal, where the game is practically a religion. But their harrowing escape from the Taliban and the homeland they left behind last year still haunt them. Joanna Kakissis has our story from Lisbon.
On any given day here, you'll see kids playing soccer. It's just part of life in Portugal. So the teenagers in the red jerseys and black hijabs don't really stand out until you hear the coach. She is shouting instructions not in Portuguese, but in Dari, the Afghan dialect of Persian. These young athletes, they're all 18 and under, are among Afghanistan's best. And like many around the world, they call soccer football.
Football means peace. Football means that you are a free human.
It makes me feel confident. It makes me feel powerful.
When I get the ball, I think that I can do anything that I want.
That's Sarah Haya, Fatima Irfani, and Sadaf Sharifzada.
We fight with the same problems and hardship and difficulties in Afghanistan, and we become like a family and become close.
Sadaf and Fatima, who are both 16, are especially close. They say boys taunted them every day for playing one of the country's most popular sports.
They were telling us that, you're a girl, you're playing football?
Oh my God.
You should be on your...
Wash the dishes. Yeah. You should stay at home.
Go do the dishes?
Yeah, yeah.
A women's team was formed in 2007, but most Afghans did not approve of female athletes. Sadaf and Fatima say they grew up feeling judged.
If you play football, you're bad girls.
And we did it anyway.
One girl was forced to leave her family home so she could play. Fatima fought with her parents.
We didn't care about what people think about us. Like, it was what we think of ourselves, what makes us successful, what makes us happy.
But this August, everything changed. Fatima heard the news as she was getting ready for practice.
My uncle called and told me that, okay, Fatima, do not get out of the house. And I say, why? And he said that, okay, Taliban is here in Kabul. And I was just shaking.
Fatima and her teammates set up a WhatsApp group to stay in touch and find a way to protect themselves.
We didn't have any hope, like, as a... football players, like, we thought, like, who would care about us? But suddenly, there is an opportunity, and we are trying.
The opportunity was Farkunda Mutaj, the 24-year-old captain of the Afghan women's national team. Farkunda lived in Canada. She grew up there, the daughter of Afghans who fled political unrest in the 1990s.
I always thought about Afghanistan. I grew up in the culture. And, you know, I always looked at any Afghan girl and would think that could be me. That could have been me.
Afghanistan's Football Federation asked Farkunda if she could help evacuate the girls.
And I got in contact with U.S. government officials, humanitarians, and organizations that were willing to help. I shared what the mission was, and everyone was fully on board.
Farkunda got on WhatsApp and told the team to fill out forms and send in their passport numbers.
All the girls had to trust me blindly throughout this process. And, you know, they went through a very difficult period of time in Afghanistan.
The girls could not reach Kabul's airport. They dodged gunfire and the Taliban. Then they fled to a safe house in northern Afghanistan. Only three relatives could join them. Fatima left behind her older sister.
On that night, my sister... knocked on the window of the car, and she told me that, Abji, Khoda Hafiz. Okay, I'm gonna cry.
I'm sorry.
No. Okay, sister, like, goodbye.
That's really hard.
I remember that moment that, okay, why didn't I hug her? Or...
Fatima and her teammates spent the next 3 weeks in the safe house. They could not go outside or kick a ball around. So they huddled in a circle and sang to let off steam. The girls say the singing felt like they were psyching themselves up for a tough match. But from Canada, Farkunda sensed the team was losing faith.
At times they would accuse me of selling their passports and their visas and, you know, said they were going to report me to the international community for misleading them. But I looked at the bigger picture. They're in Afghanistan. They're in a dire situation. They're scared. And they're kids.
And then came a breakthrough. In late September, the team finally got on a flight out of Afghanistan. As their plane moved on the runway, Fatima began to relax.
When the plane took off and everyone was shouting and crying and clapping, it was so, what happened?
There was also sadness. Sadaf says losing Afghanistan really hurt.
So why we should lose that? Really, it was very hard. And if I could live free and if I could have a good future in my country, I'd never leave that.
The team learned during the flight that they were going to Portugal. They didn't know much about it, except that it's the home country of one of their heroes, soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo. When the team arrived in Lisbon, Fatima remembers the Portuguese wrapping her and the others in blankets.
I thought that we are somehow strange for them. Like, they were looking at us like, okay, what happened to you guys? They were like, are you okay? Yeah.
The Portuguese government put the team and their families up in temporary housing in Lisbon. And remember Farkunda, the Afghan-Canadian who helped evacuate the girls? She's now their coach.
Let's go.
Fatima also got good news. She reunited with her sister, who arrived recently on a second evacuation flight. The teenagers now play pickup games outside their hostel. They're learning Portuguese.
Thanks a lot in Portugal and obrigada.
Sadaf says she and her teammates all know how lucky they are. They have seen the news about starving babies and desperate families back home.
We all cried, really. The all girls cried because you know that we love the country. And I think that, oh my God, I'm so sad that right now I cannot help.
She says Afghans deserve a future. The Dari word for future, Ayenda, is also her team's new name. And before a match, the teammates huddle close and they chant. They chant Afghanistan as loud as they can. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Lisbon.